Okay, I'll do something short then. So the opening psukim of Kedoshim are amongst the most celebrated psukim in all of Tanakh. Right, Kedoshim Tihyu Ki Kadosh. Ani, right, you should be holy because I am holy. And everyone tries to figure out what does that mean, right? What does it mean that to be holy? Right, so Rashi says, based on the Midrash, what does it mean? No, that's Ramban, right? Rashi says it means, yes, right? Rashi just says it's about don't have forbidden sexual unions. That is Kadosh building on the end of last week's parasha, which talked about the forbidden sexual unions. And since it's the next pasuk, right? These are the next psukim, so he just says that it's Prushim min ha'arayot. Now, you could take that simply. That, and you know, the Rambam in many ways does believe this, that a paradigmatic type of kedusha is the avoidance of physical excesses of physical pleasure, and that's why the Rambam in Sefer Kedusha includes only forbidden sexual unions and forbidden expressions of the appetitive desire, food, right? Okay, appetite. There we go. Food, right? Forbidden foods. Ramban, as Chaim says correctly, says no. This is naval birshut haTorah. Which is, what does it mean to be Kadosh? So the Ramban presents a very important theory, which is, what is the Chaim? That the Torah is impossible for the Torah to give you a laundry list of every single thing you should and shouldn't do. So what the Torah does is, in addition to giving you mitzvot, it requires you to keep the spirit of the law and not be a naval b'rshut haTorah. So Kadoshim Tiyu tells you in Bin Adam Lamakom, between man and God, do this. Vasita hayashar vatov in dvarim tells you medal machaviro. You should do this. And I've mentioned this many times. It was my first day, I think, of Gush that Rabbi Lita gave shir on this point for Shabbos, I think, probably in Gush. The mashal he gave has stuck with me since. The Ramban's theory of Torah is that the Torah is like a connect the dots picture. The mitzvot are the dots. And the spirit of law is the picture that emerges when you connect them, right? And what Kedoshim Tiyu and Vasita Yashar Tov do is live your life in line with the picture that emerges and not just the dots, right? Which is a very powerful image. I think it's helped me since then. And, you know, if it stuck with me that long. Now, there are some who try to bridge the gap a little bit. So I was listening to a shir yesterday while I was doing the dishes by Rabbi Dr. Sam Levins, who, and I won't go through all the proofs to this, but he argues that maybe you don't have to understand Rashi in the limited way that we just did, right? That Kedoshim Tiyu doesn't just mean don't be involved in sexual unions, but it means that sexual unions often, forbidden sexual unions often come because sex can either be part of a healthy relationship where you value the other person, intimacy, physical intimacy is an expression of emotional and spiritual intimacy, or it can be you use the other person, you objectify the other person, and sex is just sex. And he argues that perhaps kedusha comes from avoiding the objectification of people. And by being in relationships where you treat people as people, where you have a healthy relationship with God, with people, I mean, in that sense, the prohibitions against being naval b'shut haTorah, right, are related to this, right? Meaning they're not the exact same, but Rashi is saying, listen, be kadosh by learning to have proper relationships with people. Don't be involved in the sexual unions and reduce people to the mere object of your desire. Right, and all the mitzvah that are listed here, it's like, look, if I just keep the mitzvah, but I don't realize the spirit of the law, right, then I'm missing the complexity of the situation that I'm supposed to have. So maybe those are related. As you know, I work every week on Rabbi Price's drasha, and he has a very, I won't go the whole drasha, but he has a very interesting shot, and he, based on the midrash. And he notes that on the midrash, on this pasuk, so the Midrash says a lot of shocking things, but it connects it to a very weird statement that first it talks about all the praises of the Malachim. I'm not going to get into the whole analysis there of Kadosh, 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 which is a logical thing to connect it to. But then it has this weird line. Amar Abimani, lo tehei kriyat shema kala be'enecha. Shema shouldn't be light in your eyes. Because it has 248 words, if you include Baruch Shem, connected to the 248 limbs. And Rabbi Price just looks in the Midrash and says, okay, there's a lot of weird things going on in the Midrash, but like sometimes the Midrash says, the Mitzvah say, Right, but he says, listen, it's one thing to say, don't treat, take a mitzvah that people don't take seriously. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Sure, Shemitah, I don't know. That people don't take seriously because they don't take it seriously. He's like, who doesn't take Shema seriously? Even if you don't say Shema seriously, right? He's like, if you asked people, is Shema important? No one says no. The accepted, right? No. Everyone understands we call Shema Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim. It's a very weird thing for the Midrash to say. And also, like, what is the Midrash saying? The logical thing would be, don't take Shema lightly because it's about accepting God. Not, don't take Shema lightly because numerically it happens to be related to... So he's like, what does that even mean? Who takes Shema lightly? And... Mitzvayikra Rabba. Tanchuma. It's Tanchuma Kedusha. Right? What is that? And Mapitam, what is it connected to? To Kedusha. So here Rabbi Price says what I thought was a very nice idea. And he said, maybe Kedusha isn't just about keeping the mitzvot. But he says you can keep mitzvot because you feel obligated. And you can keep mitzvot because you become the type of person for whom it is natural to keep mitzvot. It becomes who you are. I mean, what he argues is that what this Midrash is saying is, listen, there's Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim where I like verbally say, I accept God. And then there's Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim when you've accepted it into the fiber of your being, and therefore every limb in your body just wants to, as if it were natural, to follow God. And the way he reads it is, why is this connected to Kedusha? Because Kedoshim to you means become the type of person. What does it mean? You should be Kadosh because God is Kadosh. It's for him, Kedusha means become the type of person that naturally wants to be like God. Just like God's nature is to express its nature just because that's its nature. The ultimate level of Kabbalat HaMitzvot isn't I verbalize that I can accept God. It's not even that I can do the mitzvot. That's great. But it's that I'm so committed to doing what God wants me to do, that it's like my body just does it by itself. And therefore, what is the Midrash saying? Shema shouldn't be Kalabei Necha because it's parallel to 248 limbs. Meaning, not that it's, right, that's not B'mikre, is that the ultimate Shema is one that the belief in God, the commitment to God, permeates your entire body such that your body of its own accord wants to naturally do what God wants. That, for him, is Kedusha. And that's why it's connected to Kadosh Ani, which is, I think, a very nice idea. And he notes there are other Midrashim that say things like this. So, like, David HaMelech in the Midrash says, my feet would take me to the Beit Midrash. Right? That's what it, right, the language of the Midrash. And he says what the Midrash there is saying is not that he went to the Beit Midrash, but he came to the type of person that, right? It's like his feet took him to the Beit Midrash of their own accord. And that's a different shot, which I think is a very nice idea, that Kedusha isn't just doing the right thing, right? Kedusha is becoming the type of person for whom doing the right thing is natural. Right? And that's what Kedusha means, right? That's essentially the way he's reading this Midrash, which, whether it's what the Midrash means or not, is definitely a fascinating approach to what it means to be Kadosh, is not just to do the right thing, to be the type of person for whom doing the right thing is natural. Okay, so that was a different shot. Shkoyach.